Welcome to the Smarketing Smarts Podcast, where the sun is always sunny, the breeze is always breezy, and of course you have a large sweet tea sitting right next to you. Get ready to learn about social media marketing, content marketing, and of course, inbound marketing with me, the guy who likes to whistle and snap his fingers all day long, George B. Thomas. What's up, everybody out on the interwebs? Once again, this is George Thomas coming to you from the Smarketing Smarts podcast. Today, I think you will really enjoy this podcast. It is chocked full of information about learning how to be an inbound marketer, as well as tools that you may want to use to make your life easier as you navigate this awesome inbound marketing world. First, let me just start by saying it was never my dream to be an inbound marketer. When I grew up, I did not want to be an inbound marketer. I wanted to probably be something like Superman, Batman, or maybe even Space Ghost. But through life, I have found myself in a place that I absolutely love. The companies that I work for and do work with is just absolutely awesome. And you know, I didn't start out that way. I actually started out in web dev shops doing just normal design and development pieces. But that history, that base came in very handy. So without further ado, let's get into the learning section of this podcast. So first, let's talk about design. If you want to build up your design chops, what you'll want to do is enter into a world of Photoshop. And there are a ton of great resources out there to learn how to use the tool better. I will suggest a couple here today. First of all, if you do a search for Photoshop Planet, that is a great resource. I do believe that you will find it very interesting how they actually do a certain tutorial to show you certain effects or things that you can do. Also, there is Photoshop User TV, and they cover some things a little bit broader than just Photoshop, but for the most part, it is an awesome resource to get a bunch of free video tutorials that you can watch and start to implement techniques on your own designs. Last but not least, and this is a paid resource, you may want to check out lynda.com. It runs about $24.95 a month, but the amount of video tutorials that you can watch and the hands-on experience that if you use those tutorials and then open up Photoshop and play around, you will get will just impact your design and designs moving forward. It'll be light years, the difference, because when you know what a tool can do, the possibilities are endless. That's what I would say as far as design. Focus on those. Maybe find some design blogs to read. And then obviously, of course, with all of these, and I'll just get this out of the way, you can do YouTube, and YouTube it can be an incredible learning channel. Next, let's talk about development. Again, with development, I'm not saying that you need to go out and learn Python, but you may want to have some HTML and CSS base to kind of be able to weigh back on. If you want to bold something on a thank you page or a landing page, you might need to know what that tag is, the B tag, the P tag, the emphasis tag. And so for this one, I really would weigh in on teamtreehouse.com. And they have tutorials that you can watch. Again, this is a paid one. It's like $24-25 a month, but they have tutorials that you can watch and actually integrate yourself in with, that you create an entire project, you know, website page, or they have where you can just dive into the library and do straight HTML or CSS courses, and start at a very beginner level and advance out to more advanced. The other thing that you'll want to look at is lynda.com. Again, we talked about that with design, but they too have some just fundamental fundamental courses that you can watch and learn where the internet started, who invented it, all the way to how you can make crazy things fly across the screen. Now, I know typically marketers, you might think to yourself, well, it should be about the data, it should be about the advertising, it should be about the strategy, and that's true. I started out with design and development in this podcast because I want everybody to know, as an inbound marketer, if you want to set yourself apart from the rest of the pack, you'll want to add these two pieces to your tool belt. So sure, you need to be able to analyze with the best, you need to be able to strategize with the greats, but if you can add design and development to your tool belt, you will separate yourself from all the other folks that are moving into the social media, content marketing, inbound marketing landscape that's going on right now. Let's talk about learning marketing. I would tell you that for me, the number one resource for learning marketing would be HubSpot. A couple different places there. Academy.HubSpot.com has a bunch of tutorials that you can watch video-wise. Blog.HubSpot.com has a bunch of blog articles or educational pieces about everything from marketing to sales to social media, just a plethora of information. I don't know if a person could read their entire blog at this point, the way that they pump out content. I will also say, because I don't just want to be a HubSpot snob, I will also say that you could check out Marketo or Vocus, their blogs as well. But for me, the methodology that HubSpot brings forth, the way that they talk, their voice, their messaging, I really connect with that. And you may as well. A couple other blogs that are close to my heart is you obviously could read my blog, George B. Thomas, not to be self-promotional, but I guess I just was. And then, of course, The Sales Line, you know, Marcus Sheridan, my employer, my boss, my buddy, whatever you want to call it. He obviously writes some great articles and has some great information as well that you should be checking out on thesaleslion.com. You know, other than that, there are some folks that I really try to pay attention to in the marketing space as far as blogs that they're putting out. Impact Brand and Design has a great blog. The Whole Brain Group, they have some interesting information that they put out. And so what I'll say is there's probably about 500,000 billion college credits out there that you could be learning or self-teaching yourself through these different resources. I have just begun to scrape the surface of what is possible. But if you want to get into the social media space, if you want to get into the marketing space, the content marketing space, there's nothing stopping you but yourself, because it really is at this point of finding what you want to learn, digging in line, finding the resources and learning that and becoming the best at it. And you can, with passion, with drive, you can take yourself from, you know, almost non-existence of this job that you hate to just loving every day you wake up, your life, what you're doing, who you're working with. It is possible to get to that point. Also, along the way, you need to have some great tools. And so let's talk about that part of it as well. I want to go over some tools that you'll want to pay attention to, or, you know, at least know are out there and exist. And obviously the first one, and again, I am a huge HubSpot fan. You know, on the TSL Learning channel, I do HubSpot video tutorials, and you can check that out on YouTube. You know, just do a search for HubSpot COS tutorials or the TSL Learning channel. And but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about HubSpot. HubSpot is a marketing software that lets you integrate all of your stuff into one place: emails, workflows, blogging, social media, just anything you can think of that you're going to need to do with your company's marketing efforts, you can achieve with HubSpot. You also may want to check out Vocus. They are very strong. They're similar to HubSpot, but they offer two platforms. They offer a marketing suite and a PR suite. And the PR suite is pretty sick. I mean, they are listening to a ton of channels, you know, offline and online. Marketo, they're another industry leader as far as a marketing solution. And the functionality is similar to HubSpot and Vocus, but it's a little more advanced. And there's a little bit more of customization opportunities when you use Marketo. The pricing, I will say, shows that customization capability as well. So this is a little more of what I'll call the high-end piece of the marketing software. Content marketing tools, right? So inbound marketing or general marketing, Vocus, Marketo, HubSpot, when you're actually talking about the content that you're writing, producing, or creating, you know, you have the HubSpot COS, which you can have your blog on as well as your site pages. You can also do something similar to that in WordPress, where you can build an entire website and a blog. Maybe you're trying to optimize your content with keywords and being written properly. You could look at something like Scribe that is a WordPress plugin. I will say that the HubSpot COS has SEO capabilities as well and focuses in on keywords, titles, descriptions, meta descriptions, stuff like that. But if you need that feature in WordPress, check out Scribe. Or you could dive into something like SEO Moz. You know, it's inbound marketing analytics software. Inbound, it analyzes inbound links, discovers how content is being shared. They have a ton of members, and it's seems to be pretty good as far as an industry standard on content and sort of that SEO side of content. So now, you know, you have your marketing software in place, you have your content going either on WordPress or HubSpot or some other management system, but now it's time to share it. And so social media tools, there are a plethora, like just a ton of social media tools that you could be using. I use Hootsuite a lot. I also use HubSpot's social inbox a lot. I go between the two of them. It just depends on kind of where I'm at with what I'm trying to share. I do schedule things, but not in a way that I want to schedule them because I'm going to be away from my computer, but I schedule them because I see a lot of things. And if I pump them out when I saw them, most people would probably not want to follow me because it would just be a fire hose of information. So I do schedule out some of my things with Hootsuite. And then I do a lot of my listening, social listening through the HubSpot inbox. If that's a little bit more hefty than what you need, you could check out something like Buffer. Allows you to kind of, you know, buffer your posts or schedule your posts, if you will. Sometimes when you've been in the social media game for a while, you'll need to kind of clean up your social media account. You might even want to search for certain types of folks on social media. And so for this, honestly, there's two pieces of software that I found that were really great for this. One is Social Bro, and then the other one is Manage Flitter. Pretty cool. You can see who's following you back, who's not, you know, who's engaged on the platform in the last 30 days, 60 days, and really kind of start to refine who you continue to follow or don't follow using those tools. Obviously, you know, and then I'm going to do this really quickly, but social media platforms that you should be paying attention to, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Google+. I could throw in Pinterest and Instagram in there and Vine, but it just depends. I will definitely say that at this point, I think, and for all sorts of different reasons, the main four that any company should be focused in, and I'm not saying that you should be on all of them, but you should at least focus and figure out which strategies work best for your company. The main four are LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. Google+ for some huge SEO reasons, LinkedIn because it's a business platform, and then Twitter and Facebook for, you know, it depends on your company, but there are definitely micro content reasons and then just kind of a social reason that you might want to use Twitter and Facebook. But anyway, those are the platforms. And I said it would be quick, but I kind of talked about it for a little bit longer than I wanted to. Email marketing tools. all of your social efforts should go back to an email list. You should be building yourself an email list. You'll ever and for always own your email list once you've built it. So for me, again, I love HubSpot's email solution. It's very easy to build the templates and create new templates and easy to edit the copy. And it's just, it's very seamless into the rest of what we do through our marketing efforts. But some other options that are really great are AWeber. They've been around since 1998. So, you know, they are a long-standing email marketing option that you could choose. MailChimp. I love MailChimp. Their graphics and their marketing is awesome. They were founded actually in 2001. They have amazingly about 3.5 million users. And, you know, I read something somewhere that they have probably 4.5 or 5 billion emails a month that go out through their service, which is just crazy to even think about metrics like that. Also, you may check out Constant Contact. I used them back in the day with another company I worked for, and it was interesting. I didn't mind it. The user interface may have changed now, but back in the day, it was a little bit clunky. So that's kind of it with emails: HubSpot, AWeber, MailChimp, Constant Contact. I will say a couple other tools that you may want to focus in on that are sort of email related. HubSpot's Signals. If you're not using Signals right now, you should be. You can track when people open your emails, so you know if they did really get it. There's another piece to Signals that you can actually engage what's called insights, and you can go to a website and click on the little icon and start to gain a whole bunch of insight on that company. Everything from people's names to email addresses to all sorts of fun stuff. Pretty cool. You can get lost in that, but it is a great tool. And then obviously, you know, sending out surveys via email, trying to collect more data, especially when you're trying to build buyer personas or gain information for a product for a marketing campaign, SurveyMonkey is another tool that's kind of email related that I wanted to mention as well. Obviously, one of the things that we would want to do as an inbound marketer is be able to train companies, customers, other inbound marketers on things that we're learning, finding out, perfecting. And so you may want to put together a webinar here or there. A couple of things that you can look at are GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is pretty good as far as webinars go. We use it a lot for internal meetings as well. You could check out join.me for meetings as well. I'm not saying I don't like it, but the user interface is a little bit interesting. There are some areas that I can see where it could use improvement, but again, it is another, you know, formidable competitor to GoToMeeting. I'll tell you personally, I love Google Hangouts. I think that if someone leverages it in the right way, you could do phenomenal things with Google Hangouts. I also like the price tag. Free is always good when you're on a marketing budget. And then I'll go a step further. I love Google Hangouts live on air version as well. I use that to do interviews, and it's pretty awesome what you can do with that. So moving on, let's talk about project management. That sounds fun, doesn't it? We have used in the past, or I have used in the past, things like Trello, which can be used as project management. It's actually really good. Trello really works good for editorial, blog content ideas, and scheduling out and assigning to other people. You could also use Asana, which I found that to be a little clunky, but it's not bad. My favorite, probably out of all of them, would be Basecamp. It's just tried and true. It's been around for a while. There is another one, though, for inbound marketing makes quite a bit of sense. And that's there's a solution out there called Do Inbound that you may want to check out. And it's more, you know, Basecamp could be considered to be more like a design, development, project management piece. Although if you tweak it, it can work for inbound as well. But Do Inbound is specifically for kind of these campaigns and stuff like that. I don't know if many of you will be running contests, but there are some contest tools out there. North Social, North Contact. You may want to check those out as well. But those, that's Shoot, I don't know. We went over quite a few tools. Let me see here. Where are we at? We're running at about the 20-minute place. So I do have a little bit more time here. Talking about learning, talking about tools. You know, folks, here's the deal. And hopefully through this podcast, you have kind of picked up on the fact that if you look on the internet, there is a ton of education that you can gain for free or for very small amounts of investment. There are a ton of tools that help us do the job of inbound marketing way more easily than ever in the history of, you know, marketing. I'm focused on marketing in this podcast, but what I would say is this is pretty much anything. Like if you wanted to learn to be a welder, there's probably 5 billion, well, okay, maybe not billion, but 5,000 videos on how to weld on YouTube. Or if you wanted to be a professional golfer, I can tell you that there probably are 5 billion video tutorials out there on golf websites on how to, you know, be a professional golfer or have a better golfing game. And so I don't want you to just think about this podcast with, you know, marketing, content marketing, inbound marketing, social media marketing, because it could be way more than that. But what I do want to say is that focusing on where you want to get in life, what you want to do, it might not be where you're at now, but if you start teaching yourself every single day, you know, take 30 minutes or an hour and tap into some of this stuff that is being created on a daily basis and just move in the direction that you want to move into. Hopefully this podcast has been awesome for you. Hopefully you have learned about some new tools that you can start to use in your marketing efforts. Hopefully you will be able to start learning something new from one of the blogs or one of the resources that we listed in this podcast. I need to go back to whistling and drinking some sweet tea. So until next time, folks, have a great day. Make sure that you hit me up on Twitter with any questions at George B. Thomas. And of course, my email is always open to you and your suggestions. Hey, hey, hey.